What this meant from this point on is the view of scholarly establishment, the Bible would have to be studied from non-biblical assumptions, assumptions that flatly contradicted the teachings of historic Christianity. Again, don't give the universities over to the enemy. So that's what we've done here. And so this is what we've come up with. And so you might have the study of the Bible from a historical point of view, but that's all we can get you. We can get you the names and places. Those are really interesting, but the fact that the Passover happened definitely didn't. So we can just throw those away. But this is a name for third Ramses town of at this time. Oh, that's really interesting that it coincides with this type of naming scheme. Well, that's really interesting. Well, under that supposition, it was obvious that the Bible had to be treated as any other book, that is, a book with a mere human origin and merely human authority. And these scholars routinely denied the supernatural. And I just have to go on, if he's going to go on one rant, I have to go on one rant. The Book of Eli was a great movie until the very end, after you find out what the book is, and it's just copied and it's just put on a shelf with all these other books. But the whole movie is about how this one book, spoilers, it's the Bible, causes people to use it for evil, for good. It's a source of hope. It's a source for damnation. And it's this thing that everyone, the MacGuffin that everyone goes towards in that movie. And then it's just placed on the shelf with everyone else. And I'm like, that's the worst part of that movie, because it upends everything else that it claims to be. Here's the book that's so important. This person's willing to fight and die for it and to rescue it. And then it's just shelved with everything else. So that's what we're doing here in scholarly works, by giving it over and saying, you can treat the Bible however you want. Just don't treat it how it views itself, and definitely don't view it how it has repercussions for the claims that it has within it. But any other way that you want to take it, as long as you put it on the shelf with all the other Canterbury's fairy tales or Charles Dickens, then that's where it can stay. But definitely don't move it to the nonfiction section.
Right. And so this denying of this anti-supernatural denying, right? And he says the biblical concept of prophecy, for instance, which involves the placing of divine words in the mouth of a human being, and which includes the foretelling of future events, was simply denied as a matter of principle. Right. We don't even. And so how do we explain it, right? Well, passages that appear to give detailed predictions of future events were dismissed as fraudulent and as actually having been written after the predicted event. There.
Right.
So now we've explained it, right? Because there is no supernatural. There is. Nobody can tell the future.
Right.
And so we just say it had to be written later, right? It had to be written after the fact.
The book of Daniel is a perfect example of that. Well, a book can't name King Cyrus there. It has to be written way after. So we're putting it afterwards. And then we're presenting it to the king to go, oh, look, you're in here to give us our freedom. Well, no, that's not what the history has told us from that. All right. So as before, these scholars offer no proof that their methodology is superior to that of historical Christian methods of Bible study. Instead, we are dogmatically told that men cannot believe in the miraculous or occurrences of the miraculous in the age of radios and airplanes. How radios and airplanes refute, for example, Jesus feeding the 5,000 is rather unclear. The critic's own belief in their method is not based on proof in any normal sense. It is a presupposition. So if they can have their presuppositions, why can't we have ours? And let's look at an internal critique of how that matches up with it. Well, no, they hold the power. And so their presuppositions rule the day, because they control the universities. They can control the publications. They can control what peers peer review. And so it doesn't even have a chance to get to the table. There was a Japanese study in Nature, and it was translated. They accidentally translated like Hand of God or something along those lines. It made a deification claim within the confines of the article. And all these people wrote in to say, how dare you include this supernatural claim? And it was like, oh, no. It was just a mistranslation from the Japanese. And it's just
quickly backed away.
Yeah. Here's just one occurrence of it was even something, you know, very metaphorical in the sense of like, oh, you know, look at the hand that God has in creation, which heaven forbid we should even consider that. But you could have easily passed that away. But here we have, you know, the supposed open minded for critique scientific community saying, nope, not palatable here to include this reference to a deity in your paper. How dare you?
Yeah.